right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
I was thinking of a lot of things that I was going to do to you, Aaron.
Mm. Yeah. For what? I haven't done anything to you. I've been nothing but nice. I told our listeners how much I missed you. The void that can't be filled when you're gone.
Those are the words. Mm. Yeah. Those are the words.
We were lost.
Look, I don't know if anything's going to happen to you. All right. This is how my week has been going, fellas. First of all, it's excellent to speak to the two of you again. This is the first time we've spoken together since I abandoned the show.
Yeah.
I abandoned the show.
But you're back.
Abandoned the podcast. But I'm back. You know what was really discouraging? Checking the Podbean and seeing the numbers hadn't even slightly dipped, they're doing better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's slightly discouraging.
Yeah. There's something to it, I think. There might be something to it. We'll launch an investigative committee. I'll let Aaron organize that. But we figured, there's a lot of variables in play. One major variable, of course, that has to do with the ratings. And so we'll issue a report to the board.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when the next budget comes out, next Timeline Earth budget.
Yeah,
that's good.
We need to
make
some cuts.
Who do we have doing that thing, that budget?
Anyway. Oh, the elf.
Oh, good.
Great.
So it'll get excellent. Man, it's so good to have one person who does all the work, isn't it, fellas?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Were you, Carr, were you most appreciative or least appreciative of the fact that I told you about an hour before recording 2 weeks ago that I wasn't going to be able to record or edit? Were you really happy about that or very happy about that?
Yeah, very happy about it. Very happy about it. I had the trade-off of not having the bird flying around while we're trying to record something productive. Even with the added work for me was more than I was happy.
Pleasurable. It was a pleasurable time.
Well, did either of you do my Boys Town episode, or is that still like?
I don't even know what that means.
I think we just.
I don't
missed
even
it.
Know what that means. I think we might have missed it because you died. I thought that we. Yeah, we didn't hear from you for like.
So I recorded
like 5
an episode.
Days. I thought you died. I thought you died.
And then, unfortunately.
And then I texted.
Yeah.
And then, at like 3 hours later, doing all right. I was like, so where's the Boys Town episode then?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
It was delayed, but it's completed. I recorded an episode with Zaranthaki.
Oh, nice.
And turned out all right. If only somebody would. Edit it and release
what,
it.
What now? What about you being sick means you can't learn how to use Audacity?
Yeah,
looking at a screen.
He called in sick from a podcast. Man, if
at
there
least
is
I was
anything,
just like,
no.
We
discussed this last episode. Me and Carr have perfect attendance.
Yeah.
Neither of you have perfect attendance.
Yep, our PTO balances are in the triple digits. We're just workhorses.
No, none of us have perfect attendance.
Millennial calls in sick
in
from
fact,
podcast.
The only person who's had perfect attendance is Paz. Every time he's asked to come on, he makes it.
Every single time. Every single time.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, so I thought you died, so it's it's really great to hear from you, kind of.
On the other hand,
much,
it would have been
the
really
best part
good
is
if
I didn't
died.
Inquire at all into your condition or how you acquired it.
It was pretty much radio silent between all the co-hosts while Aaron was sick. Nobody gave a shit.
Nobody cared.
That first week I had it, like, looking at a screen was like needles in the back of my eyes.
Please.
So, like, I just stopped.
Oh,
I just didn't look at screens.
Simple as. Better or worse excuse than mine for not attending two episodes, but I'm glad we kind of are evened out. Carr, I'm sure you've missed, like, two episodes somewhere along the line.
Maybe.
I don't know when
is. The week before. That's when you recorded.
Okay. That's
what
right.
What was I doing?
That's true. I don't know. We're not really sure.
Okay.
That's the joke.
Volleyball? Volleyball, probably. Yeah, but we're back. We're all back together. But the annoying part is, I'm currently.
We're all back together.
Yeah. Well,
that's the other annoying part is that I'm recording on my laptop because my $4,000 desktop I got back home, and in one day it shit itself. Blue screen, hasn't come back since.
Wow.
All my setup, all my documents, everything that was on there that wasn't backed up, it's gone, fellas.
Nice.
It's gone for good.
All the leaked nudes.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
The special pictures that we
circulated. I had a lot of recipes on there, if you know what I'm saying by recipes. Do you know what I'm saying by recipes?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
talking about porn.
I'm going to be safe and say, oh, all right, porn. Yeah.
All the PNG files in the boring recipes folder.
Yo, who collects porn photographs? Whoever you are, show
call
yourself.
Call in.
Yeah, call you in on the show and ask us your method. What do you do? Do you like do you write arrow between them as you're being
I can see like collecting vintage
one?
Playboys.
Yeah,
I know a couple people
but
that do
have
that.
You ever used like Windows Media Viewer to beat off? That sounds sad.
Ugh.
That's a sad occasion.
Yeah.
That's a sad occasion. You know who is doing a lot of beating off, fellas?
Who's that?
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
A lot of beating off.
Yeah.
A lot of things are going on in New York, actually.
It's crazy.
It's great. I'm glad to be leaving. We have a special today. I'm going to bring one of my friends on. He's going to talk about the Chris Chan situation because Carr, you're unfamiliar, correct?
Yes, it was revealed in the DMs that I have no idea who this is. I've seen his name come up a number of times on the timeline, and I purposely kept scrolling so that I could preserve my naivete.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. I mean, it's great. Yeah, good. So we'll get to that. But before that, we'll talk about Cuomo. Wherefore art thou? And
why
so
are you
on,
why
forth.
Are you pronouncing it like that?
Romeo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That place.
So he was raping women. Mm-hmm. Or more or less. Can I say that? Allegedly. He was raping women allegedly. We had discovered this about 10 minutes before we hopped on the horn. This is, we've had a, is he like our the show's number one rapist?
Out of he's got to be, talked? Right?
No, there's got to be somebody better than him.
Who's the one that, the Lincoln Project or whatever?
Oh,
yeah,
that's probably that's right. That might be the like the low
give
key.
Give us vaccines, or was that a different event?
No, it was the still.
Oh yeah,
are you in high that's school right. still?
Still,
just brutal.
Oh man, yeah, we've tracked a lot of rapists. I have to say, TLE is probably like the number one rapist tracker show on the internet.
Rape keeps us in business.
Literally, yeah. Really, it seems to. We seem to talk a lot about different rapists. So,
if there's one thing you could take away, it's that we profit off of rape.
We profit off of the exposure of rape. Okay, that's.
And if you're reading
say.
A book about game theory right now, just close it and put it down.
Yeah, close it and put that away. And let's talk about Cuomo. So we're here. You know, you call him Wheels. We're calling him Cuomo now.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna do. So
we should call him Feels instead of
Wheels. Oh,
how about that?
Oh, feeling too much. Let me pull up. Let me get a little thing together. This is like the old days where I don't have anything prepared.
He's not feeling anything below the waist, right?
What do you mean?
Wheels
or feels?
Well,
wheels.
Wheels doesn't feels much, I would imagine.
Hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
That's like an odd couple comedy.
How did
there.
He even get that job?
I don't know. Just wheeled right in and said, "Here I am."
He's like, not the only one with wheels.
I guess we have a president with no hands, so it makes sense that a governor could have no legs.
No brain.
A couple rapists in various governorships. Yeah. So this is from CNBC, a very reliable news source. Cuomo violated federal state laws. Thanks. As he sexually harassed multiple women, New York Attorney General says, this is AG Letitia James, who is the same woman who held up
white?
All of my $600 checks for the past several fucking months.
That bitch.
That bitch. But she's helping now. She's helping with this. 165 pages. They managed to fit the testimony of 179 witnesses and tens of thousands of documents.
Jeez.
Come on, right? Yeah. 179 witnesses?
That's crazy. It's like
they couldn't pull that much for Epstein.
Right.
There were more people who saw Andrew Cuomo harass women than that saw Jeffrey Epstein do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, what exactly...
Allegedly.
Yeah. What exactly happens from that? Nothing.
And, of course, as we know, Jeffrey Epstein did not rape anyone.
That's correct. What's going on with Aaron and being the defender right now?
I don't know. I think we're just becoming reacquainted with what it's like to have all three of us on the podcast again. Yeah. And we're playing musical chairs, and all of us are sitting in very uncomfortable chairs. So we're going to get up and move again and see if that feels better.
Did you hear how Aaron instantly got defensive? He was like, all right, but what does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is, I mean, I don't know.
Very moose-ish.
Do you have any specifics on the sexual harassment?
Like? Absolutely, I do.
All right.
Anna Lise, an ex-aide to Cuomo, said that in 2014, he hugged and kissed her on both cheeks, grabbed her by the waist very tightly, and wouldn't let her move.
All right. Yeah. Next.
And then what happened? When did the sexual harassment start? Yeah.
That doesn't get the seal of approval from Aaron as something that shouldn't be done to people. Okay. Let's keep moving. Let's see. Oh, wow. This is great. Look at this. In this article about him, feeling women up, they're talking about how many people he killed in the COVID nursing homes.
Oh,
banger. Wow. Lindsay Boylan, who was a former state economic development official who is now running for Manhattan borough president, wrote that he abused his power to sexually harass me. He abused his power as governor to sexually harass me, just as he did to so many women. Let's read her Medium post.
So she's got a campaign going on right now.
Mm-hmm. She sure does.
All right. Let's use that as the backdrop.
He created a culture in his administration where sexual harassment and bullying was so pervasive and not only condoned but expected. His inappropriate behavior towards women was an affirmation that he liked you. That's very Mezzogiorno of him. 2016, at an event, he stopped to talk to me. I was new on the job, and I was surprised at how much attention he paid to me. Mm-hmm. My boss informed me that the governor had a crush on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. In the same year, the governor suggested that I look up images of Lisa Shields, his rumored former girlfriend, because we could be sisters, and I was the better-looking sister.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, you feeling this? Is this starting to be uncomfortable to you?
No, it's actually like, he's actually getting cooler. He's trying to turn the governorship into a boys' club, and I kind of like him better for it.
Yeah, except it's not going to be a boys' club. All it's right. Going to be the same thing it always was. It's going to be the same thing it always was.
Yeah, but so, aesthetics, bird. Aesthetics.
That's true. In 2018, I was promoted to the Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and Special Advisor to the Governor, and I initially turned the job down not because I didn't want the responsibility, but because I didn't want to be near him. Well, you did accept the job. The governor's pervasive harassment extended beyond just me. He made unflattering comments about the weight of female colleagues. He ridiculed them about their romantic relationships and significant others. And he said that the reasons men get women were money and power. Is this guy reading Cernovich? Is this guy a Cernovich reader?
Is he a gorilla? Is that what you call him? Gorilla mindset? Is that the guy?
By the end of this episode, I'm going to like Cuomo.
Yeah.
My fears worsened. My relationship with his senior team, which was mostly women, that's pretty suspect right there, grew hostile after I started speaking up for myself. She sent a mass email informing staff members of her resignation in 2018. So she didn't do this, at least she didn't do the resignation initially because of her running. One could say that she was predicting it. Well, that's just one of the testimonies, which he has strongly denied her allegations, all of those allegations. I understood that the governor wanted to sleep with me, said a different associate, Charlotte Bennett, after telling the New York Times. I don't want to have to read all the testimonials. Oh, boy. The woman, who was 25 at the time, this is Charlotte, said that Governor Cuomo asked her if she'd ever been with an older man. It's a lot of, like, skin crawlers.
Yeah.
It seems like he's throwing out a lot of skin crawlers.
Exactly. I think, like, it's like it would be way less skin crawly if it came out that he was just asking people to, like, hey, do you want to bang or something? Like,
yeah, you think? Hey!
You know, hey, you want to bang?
You want to do some banging?
I think if we have to have a governor, it might as well be a dirtbag Italian.
Can we just have Ron DeSantis?
That's an interesting question too. How does this make you feel, kind of about your community or the black
this
community.
This is not... look who they put in power. Are you going to tell me that this is unexpected?
Mm.
Some Ginzo from a rich Italian-American... I don't... It's very obvious that this was going to be the case.
Yeah. Inevitable in some sense.
Bodybuilding Ginzo.
It kind of makes things better.
Brother. I mean...
Like, women are uncomfortable to be in positions of power. That's progress in my mind.
All right, Aaron, turn it down.
Turn that relax. Mic down for the next 10 minutes.
Just relax. So,
welcome to Timeline Earth.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm back. Yeah, it feels like I'm back. Really feels like I'm back. Jen Psaki said on Tuesday that...
Jen who?
You know who. Jen Psaki.
All right.
Jen Psaki. Jesus Christ, every time. Cuomo's accusers that are all women have lived through this type of experience and they deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. I don't know how anyone could have watched James's press conference this morning and not found the allegations to be abhorrent. I know, I certainly did. Mm-hmm. He still has the backing of many business leaders up to the point of the report, and after the report, he's lost just about all of his large backers. So people are really starting to pull out of this. 11 women have accused him thus far, put their testimonies out. His younger brother was also interviewed by investigators. During the testimony, Chris Cuomo explained that there was a discussion about remedial measures the executive chamber should take in light of the sexual harassment allegations. So they're getting the whole family involved in this one. Biden was like, you should resign, man. That guy knows a lot about not touching women in weird places or holding them in place while he stares at their face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an expert.
Yeah.
He's just creepy. He's
creepy. He's really creepy.
Yeah. And he's not Italian, so it's not like he can get away with it.
Well, he is Irish, so how much of a difference really is there?
Yeah, that's true.
We are triple masking, gentlemen. We're triple masking up. I wanted to do a bit, but, it just felt right to start recording. Usually sometimes we do bits on this podcast.
We've been known to.
Timeline, after all. The bit was going to be that we were going to go to a Denny's because we got kicked out because of the moratorium, but the bit couldn't go through because they wouldn't let us into the Denny's because we left our vaccination passes in the place where we got kicked out from, and New York is instituting a vax pass for restaurants and
the
gyms.
He's getting a
phone dial. He's getting
Is it Aaron again?
Mm-hmm. He's getting a text. Who's that from?
It was PayPal.
Oh Jesus!
Yep.
What the fuck, dude?
Yep,
more money coming in. Oh my God! I can't. Stand
I can't
for this.
Stand him. Right? I can't stand him.
It's insane.
I just.
Do you remember the Halloween episode when? Like, it still irks me to this day. I can't get over it. I cannot get over it.
Which part of it?
Yeah,
oh
really.
Oh my God, dude.
The Holy early shit. Part of us onboarding Aaron into this show was brutal, not because he wouldn't learn, he just refused to.
Yes. Like, if you go back and listen to that, listen to how many, which by the way, we have to start working on our Halloween episode soon here, fellas.
Holy shit, but, you do. Wow.
But, listen to how many absolutely outrageous interruptions there are on Aaron's end. There's one time where he is apparently recording in his front room with the door open to the highway and a motorcycle goes by. Yep. And I'm
fire engine. Fuck is
going
and we,
on?
We've
like
decided
three
we
phone
can't
calls
play
in a row.
Off.
Me yelling at my girlfriend.
The microwave spurred a whole bit.
The microwave literally, because I was trying to just ruin him as hard as I could, so it spurred a bit out of it because the real microwave noise you can't hear because I overlaid it.
Microwaving
microwave
something
noise.
While you're
microwave. He was microwaving corn dogs.
Yes.
For the record, that was my roommate.
Okay.
Which won't be a problem next month.
Did you take care
great.
Of him?
Here we go. Here we go. That probably has something to do with the PayPal.
Yeah.
That's Carr, there is something to consider going away from the news, which is not very interesting. I mean, we'll get to one other story before we get to the really crazy thing. But there is a period of time that is coming up not long from now where you are going to have to be the Atlas of this show, buddy, because I'm moving and Aaron's moving at the same time. Have
oh
you
boy!
That? Oh, I heard
no.
you just suck in all that air.
Yeah.
Well,
hadn't actually
that?
Crossed my mind, but the weight of the new responsibility is now flashing before my eyes.
Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like that.
When is this going to be?
Well, I mean, I just did it for 2 weeks.
And this is just going to be an ongoing thing?
Yeah, it's going to be ongoing. Aaron, what about you? When are you planning on interrupting the show?
I close on Friday, so that weekend's done. I should be good on Tuesdays, though.
Okay. All right.
This next Tuesday, I should be good. The Tuesday after, I'll probably be moving heavy.
It's a good thing that we record live on Wednesdays then, right?
That's so true, Carr. That's a really great observation that you had right there.
Probably every day after work, I'm going to be enslaved.
Mm. Great. Oh, that's a win. In some sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential for injury and death.
Good.
That's good. How do you feel this week with the COVID? You like back to breathing normally?
Yeah.
All right. Let's next topic.
Next. Yeah. Let's go. Move it.
So, speaking of that, we, which podcast was it that called Booster Shots when they first dropped the vaccine? Which podcast was that?
I'm sure it was ours.
But also ours. Yeah, all of them, but also ours. So they're doing that. They're going to do that. Delta variant going wild, going buck wild. Carr, any news down there in the great state of Texas? Carcadia even?
Carcadia, no news. No news is good news, of course. That's our motto down here in Carcadia. Texas, no. I think that Wheels seems to be holding strong. Media's cranking up the heat, but nobody's really... It doesn't feel like anybody's really buying it, so...
Did you see the White House was like, hey, news media, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. I honestly think we were talking about the Aaron and I were talking about this last week where it's going to be a really delicate procedure here with Biden in the White House of everybody's going to die and Joe Biden's a hero. Like balancing those two things is going to be really difficult. And I wonder if it's a little bit of a dog off the leash scenario where the media is finally getting some ratings back. I don't know what the ratings are, but I have to imagine that the ratings with COVID kind of saved them from the inevitable deflationary era of news that Trump exiting the White House would have created.
That would be a hell of a conspiracy theory if you weaved that fiber into who created it.
I mean, it's not that far-fetched. Like, Trump's no longer a thing, so they need something else.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know, man. I wonder if they're kind of like, hey guys, can you chill the fuck out for a little bit so that Joe Biden can be a hero again? So that we don't have to shut down the entire economy and implode this thing.
Midterms are coming.
Good point. Midterms are coming, aren't they? What a fucking nightmare that's gonna be. Did you guys I didn't really I don't listen to our own show, fellas, so I'm gonna have to just throw this out there. Did you guys talk about the penis rocket?
Yes. No.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Jeff Bezos' penis rocket?
Yeah, it's a little bit alarming that we didn't cover a gigantic penis being blasted in space.
Because I'm not collecting the news. I wasn't collecting the news for you guys. I want to talk about the penis rocket really briefly. The penis rocket. So while they're drumming up theories about a global disaster, Jeff Bezos is getting to space on a giant dick.
Yeah.
It's great. It's incredible. I recommend everybody go and look up the video Jeff Bezos penis rocket. Just look at it. It's literally a penis. Aaron, have you seen this?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How much? How much of a penis?
It looks like a very bulbous penis.
Right, but like 100%, it's a penis.
Yeah.
At no point in the design phase could someone have seen that and gone, "That's not a penis."
Yeah, I would expect something like this from like SpaceX.
Is it SpaceX, or is that something else? No, that's
the
Elon thing.
Yeah,
because Elon's quirky and he likes dicks and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's like a troll thing I would expect out of him, but
maybe the Patreon money that we could get together, we could do like a dick rocket at some point. I think
that'd be cool.
Would be great for the show. Really aerodynamic. So our Delta variant requires boosters. This was a conspiracy theory that's not really even a conspiracy theory that I'm reading, but the reason why they need the boosters, gentlemen, is obviously because they can tweak the mRNA as it keeps going. So I am assuming, I'm not a biologist here, I'm assuming
That's just
to make that clarification.
Great, yeah, great.
I'm not
great
a biologist here, but I'm assuming try to slowly turn us into fish.
I'm not a biologist, but I am assuming.
I am going to make a major.
That's like a qualifier, and it's.
I'm not a biologist. I'm just a physicist.
John Carpenter movies that I've seen. I'm going to assume they're turning us into fish. And that's that. Don't buy. That's all I can say. Carcadia, any announcements?
With regards to boosters down here?
No, yeah, Carcadia. I want to know if you guys are taking any policy steps.
No policy steps at this time. You know, it's pretty laissez-faire.
Why do you like the elderly dying?
Well, we haven't had any elderly die in Carcadia
That's
yet.
Very true. Yeah. You guys have great numbers.
We have absolutely stellar numbers,
exactly.
Actually.
Zero infections.
Yeah, none that we know of.
Zero infections.
Yeah. So it's been statistically a pretty great year and a half for us down here. We no infections that we know of. You know, I will say testing has been lacking, but no hospitalizations, no deaths.
Do you have any birthday parties?
We've had a couple birthday parties, I think.
Great. That's great. Yeah. You know who else had a birthday party?
Who?
Obama.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Obama had a 60th birthday party. Do you know how many people attended?
I think 500.
Yeah, 475. That was great. And 200 staff.
Oh.
200 staff. The guy had 200 staff. How many hot dogs? We haven't found out yet how many hot dogs attended.
Well, now they have to quarantine on Martha's Vineyard, so I'm assuming that's
what they're doing. Oh, God. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Can you imagine being an elite, whatever that means, at this point, where you just understand that you can literally get away with anything?
Yeah,
like there is absolutely nothing that is
getting away with just about everything we've done too.
That's
so
yeah, that's a great point.
Isn't that great? See, I thought the same thing as you. I was like, these motherfuckers do whatever they want, and then I stopped myself. I was like, wait, I haven't done a single thing I haven't wanted to do yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a really good point.
That's why we're elites, baby. That's it. We have that elite mindset. We do what we want. So do they.
Yeah, why am I the only one that's held accountable for anything?
Because you are a wagey. You're a wagey, and you're stuck working for the man.
That's true, yeah.
Working for the man.
Yep.
So
if I drop an N-bomb, I have to pay. If you drop an N-bomb, everybody laughs, and it's a good time.
Oh, he's so funny and harmless because he's not that tall or dangerous, and he doesn't shout at people at Porkfest.
Yeah.
It's good. There was a breakout of cases in Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is really excellent because 100% Obama's birthday party had something to do with that. So
we talked about this last
week. We covered this. Yeah.
Okay.
We covered this.
All right. I don't want to Trump all over it, but it's an excellent thing. It really is a wonderful thing. Obama, happy birthday, right?
Yeah. Yep. Happy birthday, Barack.
Happy birthday, Obama.
Happy birthday, Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, Barack Hussein Obama. I forgot about that
respect.
Bit.
That's his full name.
Yep. I totally forgot about that bit.
Yeah, that's right. And then there is one other piece of news before we get really awkward here. It's going to get really awkward here. New person you guys have introducing you to a friend who I've known for like 14 years. Longer than that, 17. We're going to be talking about a really awful subject.
We're just going to ask him questions about you.
Yeah, he'll answer them too.
Have you seen Bird's dick?
Yeah, and he's going to definitely call me by my real name, so I'm going to have the bleeper at the ready. So I wanted to read this. This is going to be interesting developments. We tracked this before. Carr, you were the one who, and I used it several times while I was in Texas, and people were very impressed that a New Yorker knew more about their happenings than they did. I particularly think about one very cool Uber driver. Shout out to you, Dan. Open letter to all Texas federal firearm licensees. So the ATF decided to respond to Texas's silencer program, the Made in Texas, Used in Texas silencer program. I will read just about the entirety of the relevant portion of this open letter. The purpose of this letter is to provide guidance on your obligations as federal firearms licensees in Texas. The following guidance is intended to assist you in accomplishing this goal. This letter does not impose any new obligations. It merely confirms the continuing applicability of existing federal obligations. The passage of Texas House Bill 957, which is the silencer bill, with an effective date of September 1st, 2021, has generated questions from industry members as to how the state law might affect them while engaged in firearms business activity. 957 claims to exempt silencers that are manufactured in Texas and which remain in Texas from federal firearms laws and regulations, including the federal registration requirements. However, because 957 directly conflicts with federal firearms laws and regulations, it does not. Federal law supersedes 957. In summary, all provisions of the Gun Control Act and the National Firearms Act, including their corresponding regulations, continue to apply to federal firearms licensees and other persons in Texas. As you know, 923, different law, requires a license to engage in the business of manufacturing or dealing in firearms, even if firearms remain within the same state. All firearms manufactured by a licensee must be properly marked. Additionally, pursuant to 478, each licensee must record the type, model, caliber, or gauge and serial number of each firearm manufactured or otherwise acquired, and the date of such manufacture or other acquisition was made. The required information must be recorded in the licensee's records not later than the seventh day following the date of such manufacture or the acquisition when it was made. In addition to possessing a license under 5801, which requires federal firearms licensees to engage in business, well, when they are engaged in business of manufacturing or dealing in these firearms, including silencers, they have to pay an occupational tax. There's a couple more things, blah, 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 blah. If you have any questions, please contact your local ATF office. Yeah, I'll be doing that sometime soon.
Idea.
Can you imagine walking into that fucking den of thieves?
Yeah.
In Texas, no less.
Right.
Man. So that's the deal. That's the skinny. The federal government finally did respond. I figured, Carr, we figured they were going to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we knew they were going to. There will absolutely be a Supreme Court case on this. That will be fun to cover. And
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, me too, because I think it's going to go good way.
You think?
I do. I mean, considering the... I'm probably being a little too optimistic here, but considering the makeup of the court and the particular people on there, 2A seems to hold up here.
Yeah.
I mean, the Commerce Clause, if you're following it to the T, is interstate.
Yeah. What I would say is that this is not really a 2A thing.
Oh, yeah?
No. You're talking about potentially invalidating all of interstate. Like, I think that the paint job is 2A, and it does have something to do with the Second Amendment. I mean, I guess that is the subject of it, but really,
right. This
would be precedent for interstate being invalid.
Well, it's because it's not interstate. It is invalid.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it invalidates the Commerce Clause in the sense that
it's
practically not interstate commerce.
Yeah, but aren't there quite a few dubious practices that are based on interstate that aren't really interstate?
Yes, 1,000%.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of what I'm...
That.
That's
we'll get some lawyers on. You know what I'll do? I'll call our law department, and we'll get them on, and we'll have them weigh in.
Vinny?
Do a little,
team.
Our legal team, yeah.
Vinny and Co.?
Yeah.
Vinny and Associates?
Dino Lee.
Dino Lee.
Lawyers and people who know about law.
It's all people saying, I'm not a lawyer, but I am assuming.
I'm not really a lawyer, guys. I just have read some laws. Good enough. The lawyers won't come on.
I am the entire legal team here down in Carcadia, so
that's true.
I do have
experience.
You are
the legal team, and you're also the human resources department.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats down here,
you
guys.
You do wear a lot of hats. Yeah. That's true.
Very busy.
Yeah, so, not a yarmulke, so you're not a legal team at all.
I never heard anybody pronounce it that way. That's all I'm going to say.
Kind of stumbled through that, Aaron.
Yarmulke. Pronounce the L. Yarmulke.
Let's keep this thing moving.
Let's keep it moving. All right, I'm going to get my buddy in. Give me a minute. We'll just, as we always do, we'll roll into it. At some point, I'll start the actual recording and the editing. But I wanted to get you on because, so here's the thing. So we did, Joey and I have been doing, and they just actually took it down today. Fleets. You fellas know obviously about Fleets, right?
I actually don't because I don't have the app.
Oh, shit. Wow. You don't have the Twitter app.
Nah.
You get that much production done without an app?
Brother, you don't even know.
Wow. So So fleets were a thing. If you had, if you have Instagram or if you had a Snapchat, that basically it's like your story. You would tweet a picture or a tweet or whatever, and it would hang around on the top bar of the scroll, and it would have your, you know, bullshit on it for 24 hours. It would stay up there. And one of the things that they wanted to introduce to fleets a little bit after they introduced fleets themselves was Twitter Spaces, which I think they're keeping around because they already monetized that. Some people are already making money off of Spaces, ticketed Spaces. You can literally charge people to listen to your Spaces. Insane. Big money. But they're taking that all down now. And Joey and I were early on, were experimenting doing a podcast style space with just the two of us, where we would like talk about what him and I have always talked about when I, you know, go over to his house and we hang out, which is he's got a huge set of knowledge on various subjects that I don't have any knowledge on. And one of them happens to be Chris Chan. And he's relevant. Finally, yeah. He's relevant. So Joey, thank you for coming on. And the first question that I will ask you is, how long have you known about Chris Chan?
So I, but actually before I begin, this is all recording right now.
This is, yes, this is all recording. So either use your best slurs or don't use any.
Okay. Well, I'll be super safe. Cause you know,
okay. Yeah, you do that.
But, so I've known about Chris Chan, I want to say like, late 2009 to like 2010. That's when I like first discovered him. But I have friends who have been following his antics since like 2007. So like,
and how long has he like been in existence?
So he was born in 1982, and he was actually making content for a very long time until like it was only till 2007 that people started to notice him, because he had a website where he would post his webcomic.
Right. So let's begin with the webcomic then. Like, what is he most famous for creating?
Okay, so he has created he's made the infamous webcomic called Sonic Chew, which is a combination of Pikachu and Sonic the Hedgehog. And and also I should also mention he's created several characters in this variant. But also he's created Rose Chew, which is the love interest, which is Amy Rose and Pikachu.
Right, which is another Sonic the Hedgehog character. So, Carr, I know you're the boomer of the podcast. You know what a Pikachu is?
Yeah, I know what Pikachu is.
You know what a Sonic the Hedgehog is?
I know what Sonic is.
Okay, now smash the two of those together, Carr, and I want you to Google Sonic and then just H-U, Sonic Chew. Google that. Imagery. I want you to get the imagery in your mind.
Okay.
Okay, good. You seeing this?
Yep.
Okay. That's Sonic Chew, that's Sonic Chew. So he creates Sonic Chew and the characters. What is this? What is it about?
Okay. So there's a lot to go by, but basically it's kind of like autobiographical in a way, because like he's in it as well, and he's like Sonic Chew's father. It's a self-insert type of comic.
Chris
and
Chan
a lot of his
made
life...
himself his character's father. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he created Sonic Chew, so might as well call him. He's basically called father throughout the thing. And he's also the setting is called Quickville, which is CWCville. Which CWC is Chris's initials, Chris and Weston Chandler. And he's also the mayor of the town as well.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But the main thing about the series, though, is that it's really about Chris's love quest, which he describes himself as a virgin with rage.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. There
well,
we go.
I don't know if he's really allowed to call himself that anymore.
Oh, no, he's no, yeah, I mean,
we'll get to that.
Literally on his wiki, it says a former virgin.
No, wow. Okay, all right. Oh, that makes my stomach turn already. So, he's a virgin with rage. How long has he been a virgin with rage? Has anything else happened with his sexuality or gender expression, I ask, knowing the answer?
So this is actually where stuff gets very complicated, because he was always this, like, virgin with rage. Like, so he would get in trouble in college because he would put posters up asking for, like, for a girlfriend, right? And he would have, like, these requests, like, she couldn't be black.
All right. That's incredible.
All right.
You know, she had Aaron's to be, like, a, she had was, to be, like, a certain age.
Was that on
like
a
that.
Different post-it, or was is this all on one post-it?
Oh, it was on the same one. Yeah.
Nice. Puts it all on one little
organized.
One. That'll go on the door there.
Efficient.
She can't be black. She has to be underage.
I got. Let me see if I can find the love quest. He called it the love quest, by the way.
So, oh, his quest to find a girlfriend. He's was calling the love quest.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah. He's 21.
So you're looking for the list
male.
Of his requirements, and you remembered specifically that she couldn't be black.
Yeah, that was the one that struck me the most.
Okay, very interesting.
We could definitely get into Chris's racism later on. But,
I would like to, because I didn't know that was a side of him.
Yeah.
Well, and he's Asian?
No, he's white.
He's white.
Actually,
yeah.
he's from Richmond, Virginia. He has like a very southern accent. He's like, he talks like this.
Oh God, I hesitate to ask where he went to college.
Oh, I actually don't know. I'm sure it's out there.
I'll look it up right now. I really hope it's where I think it is. No.
Oh, did you go?
Okay.
No, he went to Piedmont Virginia Community College. You're good, Carr.
Okay, thank God.
You're good. He's not a hooter or whatever the hell you guys are calling.
All right, moving on.
No,
I'm safe.
Yeah, you're safe for now, and I'm safe because he doesn't like black women. So you know it's not me.
But like anywho, so going back to what you were saying about like what was it?
Does he have a love quest list? Have you found the love quest list?
Yes, I found it. I found it.
Okay. So this is what Chris was looking for in a woman.
Mm-hmm. He was looking. Yeah, he wanted to have sex. He was very desperate for wanting a companion, and it got to the point where he felt like maybe if he identified as a woman. Well, first he identified as a tom girl, where he would start wearing like sports bras and grow his hair out and like wear makeup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually he decided to fully transition as a woman and changed his name to Christine.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that still the case?
Yes. Actually, Chris had actually his original name, Christian. Actually, that wasn't his first name. His first name was Christopher Weston Chandler. That was his birth name.
Huh.
But he changed it at a very young age because he one time was at a party, like at like a Chuck E. Cheese, I think it was like a Showbiz Pizza Bear type of place.
Okay.
And the Showbiz Pizza Bear mistaked his name as Christian.
Okay.
And Chris felt that was a sign from God that he had to change his name to Christian. And it happened. He legally changed his name to Christian.
Okay.
But now it's Christine.
Mm-hmm. So, Carr, are you getting a picture of a very stable young adult?
Yes. Ready to embark on a long lifetime of production and...
Yeah,
production traditional.
And moral virtue. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So let's hear this love quest list.
Hold on. Where the fuck is it? It's like the text is like so small on it.
Is it that much?
Yeah, because he wrote it with fucking pencils, so it's like.
Oh, it's a photograph?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Let me see.
Well, while you look for that, we were trying to figure this out the other day, Carr, Aaron. We were trying to figure this out the other day, like look through all this stuff. And the main Wikipedia page where you have to get all the information is like getting a 502 error. Like there are so many people seeking this information out right now.
That's what happened. I just tried to go like to the Wikipedia page and it just, yeah,
502. Yeah, or 504. Yeah, it's just basically overloaded. Completely overloaded because people are fascinated by this, which the other thing is Joey, I don't know if you're still looking, but the other factoid that you had told me that I found was interesting is he's probably the most documented human being in history.
Yes.
Huh.
At least on the internet, but there is so much information about this person that it's to the point where he's considered the most documented person on Earth, as well as the real life Truman Show character.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Hey, push your mic up to your face a little more.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. There you go.
Right. It's right in front of me.
So, LoveQuest. I do not know why I would expect any woman to be attracted to me in public, is a quote from Chris Chan.
Yes. I found some of his... I can't find the one I was talking about with him talking about, like, black chicks, but there's one he wrote where he said, "I am serious. I want an 18 to 22-year-old boyfriend, free woman. Boyfriend free..." I'm sorry, I read that wrong.
Oh, okay.
"18 to 22-year-old boyfriend free woman. I am as sad, lonely, and single as a 22-ounce bottle of Pepsi." So...
what does that mean?
I don't know. He's autistic. You know, it's just his brain... there's some chemical imbalance.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a few. There's a few chemical imbalances. Okay, so we Sonichu and that, and now he's in the news. But maybe before we get to that, let's paint a picture of his family.
Okay, so
where does he live? What does he do for a living? Who's he live with?
So he lived with his parents, Mr. C and Barb. That's their names. He actually has a half brother named Colt Smitty, who.
What?
So the thing about Chris's family is that his mom was extremely manipulative and not a good person, and kind of like controlled his life pretty much.
Okay.
Where he was very like isolated, and also both of his parents were hoarders. So. Which explain, like, if you ever look up pictures of Chris's house, it's like full of fucking junk. And he has a half brother named Colt Smitty. His mom dated another person and fucked and had a kid, but she basically threw that kid to the curb and wanted nothing to do with him.
Okay.
And instead felt like Chris was her like golden child and like, you know, basically put all of her bets on this guy. Whereas Colt Smitty became like a relatively like successful film critic.
Okay, so you're just saying like he's the special case?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So the first things actually did start slightly well for Chris as a kid. He won a Sonic the Hedgehog contest in the 90s. And was able to win like a bunch of free games or something.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, what is that? Sonic the Hedgehog contest? Like
I forget the exact detail, but it was basically like, oh, if you sign up for this sweepstakes, you'll win. You know,
I think it was like an art contest. Because I read one article about him, and that's like
I'm not a Chris Chan expert, but yeah.
I am assuming. So okay, So that you're saying that was probably a good thing for him, but that's 100% could have been the thing that pushed him to being the person he became.
And by the way, there is video of this, like the news reported it, and like you could see him like as a 12-year-old, and he still sounds exactly the same and has like the same mannerisms and even the same outfits too, interesting enough.
Nature nurture and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is as him as a kid. Do you want me to start from like the very beginning? Because the thing is, there's so much to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure. I think what I want is his relationship with his mother is what I want to hear about.
So, going back, his mom was very manipulative, not a good person, but. You know, Chris didn't see it that way, you know, because he was like, oh, it's my mom, you know, and he didn't see like her as like this awful human being. And to this day, I still don't like if you're referring to like how it got to the point of like going into the incest.
Yeah.
I still don't entirely. Not, I'm not still not entirely sure how it got to that point.
A little cloudy on the incest, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. I generally am. Like, okay. I know that he's he has defended motherly incest in the past.
Oh. Okay.
He has. So I want to say since like 2016, but I didn't expect him to actually go forth with it.
Okay.
It's like we were the FBI that knew the whole time.
They yeah, really. Like, if he's been saying this since 2016, maybe people should have, like, been paying a little more attention to it. So, okay. So, but then let's back up then, and I'll bring you back, Joey. Let's talk about his personality quirks. You were telling me the other day about things related to the creation of characters for him and whether or not he believed that they were a part of reality. Can you explain that?
Okay. So this is where – okay. So this is – This is going to be, this is probably the most, in my opinion, the most depressing thing about Chris Chan.
Okay.
So before we get into the dimensional merge, that's what it's called. I need to talk about, the trolls that have been in his life.
Of course.
As he refers to as the dang trolls.
Okay.
Right. So when Chris Chan got popular in like late 2007, like people, that was when people discovered him, like on like 4chan and like Something Awful. And that's when like trolls came in and started to fuck with him. And I could get into that, like, cause like there's different sagas and eras in his life, depending on the trolls that were like fucking with him.
Sure. So, but, I mean, you did talk about his bad mother and his weird upbringing, which could have all contributed to his mental instability. Now talk about the trolls who might've pushed him over the edge. Yeah. Let's hear about that.
So the first one I have to mention, so before we get to the dimensional merge, cause that was a troll. That was a troll, thing that happened to him, but that was that was in 2017.
Yeah,
so we got to talk about the first thing, like the first real big troll that fucked with him was a guy named what was his name? Give me a sec. Clyde Cash.
Clyde Cash. Okay.
Who used a pitch? So to what he used as a pitcher to the. Identify himself as, it was like a picture of like a Guido doing a duck face that he just found on Google.
Yeah,
but Chris believed it, completely believed that that was him,
that he was talking to a duck faced Guido.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
we already talked about Andrew Cuomo on the show, by the way. You can can move forward with that.
Okay. But so anyway, yeah, so Clyde Cash was one that really like fucked with him. But the interesting thing with, I should mention this, a good chunk of the trolls, not a good chunk, I would say like 50-50, were actually trying to help him in a way, but using comedy and like to fuck with him in a way to like, cause like the main point of them was to just like tell him to like stop overspending, like cause he was spending so much money on video games, not doing work, you know, and being neglectful, right?
Yep.
They were pretty much like using harsh reality to try to fix him.
Got it.
However, it would backfire completely because the problem with Chris is that he's, you know, didn't understand what they were really trying to go for and was constantly being tricked into doing it.
Okay.
Right? So like a lot of ways was like tricking him to destroy his PS3 and stuff like that.
How? Do you know that story?
I'm a little foggy on that, but I do know he was tricked into humping his PS3, and there is video of that.
What? How do you get tricked into? Hey, you should hump that. Hey, don't trick me.
he was also tricked into doing a cake farts video. I remember
what
that.
What is that?
That's when you sit on a cake with your bare ass and start to fart on it.
What the fuck is that? Like a vine? Was that like a vine thing?
No. The cake farts was one of like the is like a notorious like old shock website.
God.
And someone told Chris to like recreate it, and yes, he has done it.
So
and I have
sat
seen it.
Bare assed on a cake,
on a chocolate cake, and started to fart on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
This guy's really blowing our show out of the water, right? Like,
yeah,
Chris Chan is doing a lot of things we should have been able to do a long time ago.
Motherfucker, do you want a podcast host job?
Yeah, really. So. But, That okay. Things... So what's get, keep going? More unstable. More unstable.
Okay, so but so that was pretty much the point. There were several other trolls. There was Tito who was he used the Rocket Power guy Tito as his like persona
cartoon character.
There was also a guy named Asperchu, which so get this. Chris Chan really hated people with Asperger's because he felt like it was like competing with autism.
This car just dropped his microphone when you said that.
I did.
Gang war.
So yeah, he pretty much waged war on Asperger's. So there was a guy who like created a persona called Asperchu.
Yeah.
Who was basically his design was basically like Sonichu, but like fat and wearing Chris Chan's outfits just to fuck with him.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was one of the guys that was actually trying to help Chris like get better, but like Chris was not understanding what he was going for.
Understood. Yeah.
And there was also probably the what's considered the most wholesome troll in a weird way to say it was a Liquid Chris, who was so Liquid Chris was a guy who was doing a really great Chris Chan impression and claimed that he was the real Chris Chan.
Oh, no.
And that
no.
Chris Chan was an imposter. No. So similar to like Metal Gear Solid, like. He was Liquid
you got
Snake,
all the recessive
and Chris
genes.
Chan was Solid Snake.
No way, dude. That's crazy. Okay. I'm sure that made him really happy.
Did he ever tell him, I'm you, I'm your shadow?
Oh, yeah, they've got it. Oh, no, they've gotten into heated arguments several times.
Oh, my God.
Through videos and even through voice calls.
Wait, is he, like, arguing, you can't be me, I'm right here.
Oh, God, I just remembered one of the funniest. Okay, so here's another one. Here's this one, this, and again, all on video. So Chris Chan really hated pickles.
Okay, like a cat, okay.
Yeah, just despised pickles, right?
Okay.
So the best trolls were the female ones. Because, again, Chris Chan's looking for a girlfriend, so why not get a girl to, like, try to fuck with him,
yeah.
Right? So... there was one girl who wanted to actually meet Chris at like a mall, and they did. And Chris's dad was there just to make sure like everything was okay because he was slowly understanding like the troll attempts, but he seemed like when he scouted it out, it seemed all right. So he left, and as the date progressed, this was in a mall, by the way, in Virginia. A man in a pickle suit showed up. And took the girl away from him.
Oh my God.
No. Oh my
and
God.
And it followed up with a video where Chris was like in his bed sad. And he goes, well, the pickle man stole my girl.
Ah, Chris.
Jeez.
That's not the only person ever happened to you. Man, that's.
Yeah. It's
wow. That's really sobering. Okay.
So keep in mind, this is all like 2008, 2009.
Sure, around the time you were starting to discover him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I should mention the worst troll that
for his mental health.
Era. Okay. So there was a guy named Blue Spike who was a 13-year-old boy, and he also was associated with Clyde Cash. Like it was like a whole group of trolls pretty much. But Blue Spike was the first guy that was described as taking it too far. So he created a persona called Julie, who was like a girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
And he was, you know, just like catfishing him pretty much. And there is a video where Chris Chan is fucking a blow-up doll. And as he's fucking it, he's going, oh, Julie, I love you, Julie.
Oh,
you know, basically saying the name
now.
Of a 12-year-old boy that he doesn't know.
Right.
Right. Oh, and keep in mind, because he's a, because they were talking, basically he was like, this was the voice of him.
Oh, hey, Chris, how
yeah,
you
kid.
Doing?
Basically
was,
a kid.
But he fell for it. He hook, line, and sinker.
Oh.
And okay. Then in a call, Blue Spike revealed that, yeah, you've been talking to a 13-year-old this whole time. And, I also didn't mention this is a side thing, but I also didn't mention Chris Chan's medallion. So he wears a Sonichu medallion that he made out of, like, clay. And he wears it 24/7.
Oh, the smell.
It went, also, it looks, if you see it recently, it looks fucking disgusting. But
okay.
Sonic. But the first one was stolen and destroyed on camera and put into a jar of pickles,
on
of
a
course.
Different camera. So other people are also recording things about him, only yes. slightly related to him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, his first medallion was stolen, so then he had to make a second one. The second one, so anyway, Blue Spike revealing, like, hey, I'm going to reveal all this to the FBI unless you do my biddings,
oh,
right?
Shit.
Mm-hmm. And he was telling him to, like, shove his medallion up his ass.
Oh, my God.
And this was the point where people were like, even like other trolls were like, all right, you're taking this too far.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
Right? So that was the first real bad troll. Like the first one that like people are very split on. Most people don't like Blue Spike.
Yeah.
But then he like kind of disappeared.
But now he's a 28-year-old thinking about where he played a role and what happened recently.
Yeah. Oh, and I should also mention that Liquid Chris is currently a medical doctor. So
some people make it out.
Yeah.
You hear that, everybody? You can make it off the internet one day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now let's get to the meat of the stuff before the actual meat of the stuff, the dimensional merge.
So, okay, so this was in 2017. Before
so,
then, stuff
may
was
I interrupt you one
quiet.
More time again
Go
for
ahead.
Context for all the listeners? He was talking mostly about events that occurred between like 2007 and 2010. We're now 7 years boiling till the dimensional merge hits.
Okay, yeah. So these group of trolls—not group. It was two guys. They were called the Idea Guys, and I forget one of the guys' names, but the main dude was a guy named Joshua Wise. And what Joshua Wise wanted to do, or initially, like his plan was that he wanted to speed up the process of like the Sonic Chew comics. So he thought of an idea of creating what is known as a dimensional. It's based off like some anime video game. I don't remember the name, but the whole point of the game is that like whatever you create somewhere in this universe, that creation is an actual real thing, right?
Yeah.
And if you believe in it long enough, you can actually pretty much teleport your mind into that place.
Uh-huh.
So basically was convincing Chris that Quickville was a real place. And Sonichu, Rosachu, all of his stupid fucking OCs were real.
Yeah.
And basically, so Chris started to actually, like, believe it and started making these very weird videos where he's, like, waging war on, like, other places and stuff like that. And people didn't understand what the hell
was
going
on. Like, Kazakhstan? Like, where? Where was he waging war?
I don't know the all. I don't remember, like, the full context of it because I'm still a little shaky on it myself.
Was he waging war on physical, real places people live in or, like, other fake places he thought existed?
I think both, because like the whole thing with the Ideas Guys was that they were really like they like one troll attempt was that they convinced Chris that Ted Bundy was part of the universe and was half Sonichu and that all the so yeah, obviously it was like just fucking one of them. But what was so. It got to the point where Chris started to believe that Sonichu, Rosechu, and other of his characters were living in his head, and he basically like headmates, like they would live in his head and they would take over his body more like a vessel.
Yeah.
And so for months on end, he would literally identify as Sonichu,
right,
as his own OC. And I believe he's married two of his characters.
Right.
And because, you know, he's polyamorous.
Yes.
And yeah, pretty
Which
much
is something, by the way, that the Idea Guys tricked him into becoming as well, right?
I don't know. I think he took that from like, because when he became transgender, he started to go into like LGBT clubs. He was getting more accepted in like drag shows. Like he would go to drag shows and get accepted by the people there. So maybe it could have been something like that.
I don't know what kind of social commentary that needs to tell everybody, but it's going to say a lot of things.
I'm just saying that's how I took it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So know,
live your dream.
He's so well. He was living a lot of his dreams. So
he was.
So okay. So he's psychotic. He's gone nuts. There was an incident. Knowing all this, Carr, Aaron, you were clued in with your one article reading. Carr, you went into this basically nude. I want to get your opinions right now. Aaron, you first. How are you feeling? How unstable do you feel this guy really was? Is this making an impact? Like, all your thoughts on this. Are you stunned?
I mean, he's definitely a victim of both nature and nurture. He was born retarded.
Yeah.
And then the internet bullied him into being more retarded. Really, it just makes me long for like the late 2000s. That was the golden age of internet bullying.
When he was being
turned into a psychopath.
Yeah, I look back fondly on those days.
Yeah,
where, like,
me too.
Something like this could happen.
Yeah, me as well. Carr, you, any feelings or thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I'd echo the sentiment felt for the late aughts. It was a great time.
Yeah, great time. Also quite buck wild. Not as buck wild as the 90s, but still relatively buck wild time.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So there was a new event that occurred in the news, Joey. Why don't you walk us through everything that happened?
What event are you talking about?
When we were walking to go get food from that diner.
The main topic that the show is all about, the rape.
Yeah, we're getting to that. We want to get to that. Yeah, so when we were walking to the diner initially, you had told me, hey, did you see the news? And I was like, are you going to tell me about Chris Chan? You know, when those dudes were playing volleyball, you remember that area, that time?
Yeah.
So
if anyone doesn't know, Chris Chan admitted in a call with a person, and I want to keep in mind that it's still currently unknown who he was talking to and how this person got this information out of him. So there could be some more, there's definitely more to the story, but it's very obvious what went down is that Chris Chan had a sexual relation with his 80-year-old mother, who is currently almost kind of like a vegetable.
A vegetable, yeah.
Her eyes are bugged out. She doesn't blink. She looks like she's on like 1% battery life. She's basically like she for a while she's been on her way out.
Yeah.
But to Chris, he was just
on his way in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he decided because he hasn't been getting any pussy for such a long time. He's only had sex once prior.
With a prostitute like Nietzsche.
Yeah.
One time.
Nice.
One time ever. Right. It was one time or one. Woman.
I mean, in terms
it was
of
with a woman.
Nietzsche,
one time with this
gotta
woman.
Gotta make a count.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, anything better than your mother, but he...
Oh, yeah.
But not for Chris.
This is the area where I'm gonna get, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, it gets really uncomfortable. So, it was revealed in the phone call that he had done that. What do you remember some of the details, maybe?
Yes, he found her G-spot. I remember him saying that.
Yes. Yep, he said that in the call.
What else? He was fingering her and like eating her out, and she said that she was very confused at first, but according to Chris, she started to enjoy it later, which I don't believe. I very much basically he admitted to rape.
Yeah, he raped
in
yeah,
the call, but
yes.
Yeah. But yeah, and what else did he say? And it was revealed later in like some text that it was confirmed that he was penetrating her as well.
Oh,
with his I should also mention that yes, there are dick pics out there, and yes, it's small. But anywho,
that's amazing. By the way, guys, he had a small dick. Okay.
Yeah. In case he didn't have,
I envisioned that he would have had a small dick for some reason.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know how that.
He didn't have like retarded giant horse cock.
Right.
No, his dick looked like a marble.
A marble dick. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it looked bigger than the fucking Amazing Atheist when if you see his video of him shoving a banana up his ass.
Yeah, we should get you back on to talk about the story of the Amazing Atheist one day.
I actually don't know too much about it. I just know video.
Yeah, you're just a Christorian. You don't know about all of this stuff. Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, so Well, Carr, literally, that's a term, Christorian, because there's that much info about the guy that it's a field of study.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a field of study.
There's like a whole philosophy around it.
Right.
You know?
So, okay, so let's... If you really want to see or hear the whole story, you can hear the phone call yourself, correct?
Yes. That is recorded. There's also text messages of him admitting to it.
Yeah.
And it is now led to... And because incest is illegal in Virginia, he was, you know, rightfully arrested. As well as he also was stealing money from his mom as well. I should mention that too.
Yeah, he was stealing money from her too. That's right. Because that's what you do with the women you're fucking. Actually,
Yes.
Yeah, that is what you do. So, all right. Good. So, is there anything else? Is there anything else to his story now? Right now?
Like currently or yeah. In the past?
Okay, no, now. I mean, like, he's just been arrested, right? That's where he's at.
Yes, he's currently, I forget what jail he's in, and he could face up to 1 to 10 years in prison.
Okay. And, they got him admitting it and talking about her G-spot. I feel like, if I'm a lawyer, I'm playing the G-spot clip in court. That wins for sure.
But also, like, you got to realize, like, these cops have to look through so much fucking information.
God, they're going to become Christorians themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, like, kind of, like, forced into
being
Christorians.
If there's, like, one way in which I would feel bad for police.
That's the way?
Yeah.
It's making them have to fucking decipher this insanity.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I should mention
at the end of the day, they're human beings. Like, they shouldn't have to go through that.
That's, yeah. You're just taking the defensive opinions today, but this time it makes sense. This time it's fair.
God.
Yeah.
I will mention that there is... I never thought Chris was, like, a good person, but there are times I generally did feel bad for him. But obviously, I don't anymore after this. Like, yeah, this is, like...
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joey. Thank you so much.
Do you guys have any more questions though? Because the thing is, there is so much more information, and of course, I'm not going to be able to get to everything. But you know, if you guys have any more, I could.
I think at the risk of losing more of our listeners, I think we should probably put the subject.
Just call
to
it.
Bed.
Just put a pin in it.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
That's
are there any burning questions you need to ask about this psychotic rapist?
I'm satisfied with where we're at. In fact, I would have been satisfied where we were at 4, 5, 6 seconds into it. So this is
why I wanted to get it to happen. It reminded me of the old Fagcast episodes where you'd be like, what? Like basically having to explain Mike Cernovich to you that first time. And the internet just keeps producing hit makers. And this is one of those times.
Chris Chan is the OG. Like in terms of like lolcows, he's the king or queen,
the original lol cow queen, 100%.
And if you guys are more curious, because like we could put a pin on it now, but if you guys are more curious, there are a few documentaries on YouTube about him. There's a Down the Rabbit Hole episode, but the one I would recommend the most is that there's a series by a guy named Gino Samuel who has been documenting, like, it's very unbiased and it just talks about everything about this guy's life from like in chronological order, and it's really amazing. It's like really well done. It's very long, just to let you know, because there's like 60 parts or some
shit.
Oh my
god.
But it basically goes through everything.
Wow.
And
that's the real Christorian then.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, good to know if you wanted to pursue this rabbit hole any further for your own podcast. Yeah,
because like I basically gave, like, I wouldn't even say what I told you guys is like in a nutshell, because there's some serious shit I'm leaving out. But yeah,
he's been arrested several times, right? And like,
yeah, he has been arrested. He was arrested for he was very upset at Sega for making Sonic's arms blue during, like, they had a game called Sonic Boom and Sonic's arms were blue, and he was really upset over that. So he would go to GameStops and color the arms in on the game cartridges. And he, you know, the employees were telling him to fuck off, and Christian got so upset he took his mace out and sprayed one of them.
Oh my god!
And got arrested. Yes, there's video of this. And, wow. And
I love he it. Got everything you've told us. You've gone, and there is video.
Yeah. Well,
it's,
you know,
it's the most well-sourced episode. Most, we've
it's
ever
actually
done.
It's actually like really surprising when like a big major event in his life happens and it's not recorded
on video. Yeah,
his sure. second arrest wasn't, which is very surprising.
Oh,
so he was very against a place called the Game Place, which was like it was like a video game store or like
right.
where you go to like do card games. There's a whole saga on that, but I'm not going to get into it at the moment. But
how about Donald Trump?
Oh yeah, he very much hated Donald Trump. He was very pro Hillary, like me, and and
that's right. Yeah, well, you voted for Hillary, right?
Oh yeah, twice.
We voted
anyway.
For her twice. That's right. The two.
Yes.
Of us. Oh no, that's not true. The first time we voted for Trump, and we shat all over our friends when he got elected.
Yeah, that did in fact happen.
Yeah, that did happen. That's right.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh yeah, I wish I could go back.
I wish I could go back and vote for him 10 more times.
Yeah, but anyway,
right. So you and him were big Hillary supporters. You and Chris.
Yeah, we were both Hillary supporters, and when Trump got elected, he was very very upset, and he wrote some kind of like tweet about how like people should go out and kill him or something. Like he should be like murdered or some shit.
Yeah,
and a lot of like right wing outlets, like you know, they were taking like. Tweets and like showing like look this is the tolerant left right and then showing
right.
like tweets
and
I believe like Milo Yiannopoulos saw it or some shit and
yeah.
they would like put it in call but like most of them didn't know who the fuck Chris Chan was
right
you know
not a great example of any like particular large group he's very unique
yeah
very unique guy.
But going back to like the Game Place he tried to run over the guy that ran the Game Place because he had very much like a huge war against him
okay
and he had to do like a bunch of like community service. So he already has a criminal record. Yeah.
Two strikes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Okay. I think let's close it out there.
Okay.
Let's
yeah,
close
sure.
it out there. Thank you so much, Joey, for that. That your history experience was greatly utilized here. I have enjoyed our many spaces conversations, and I wanted to do some episodes with you in the future, so hopefully we can do that. Hopefully the listeners will give me some feedback. Did you like his presentation? This is literally every time me and Joey hang out, we play Smash Brothers, and he will tell me a story like what he just told us.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah, it's excellent. So yeah, thank you, Joey, very much. I don't think we have any announcements to make, do we?
Still processing a lot of what
reeling.
I just heard.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Keep two hands on the wheel, right?
Yep.
And squaw.
Yeah. Yeah.